diplomats accredited to Jamaica but based overseas, will be jetting into the country for Diplomatic Week 2014. The 16th annual staging of Diplomatic Week, coordinated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, will run from February 2 to February 7 with the theme Partnership for Growth. The activities serve to recognize the invaluable contribution of the Diplomatic Corps to the strengthening of the ties of friendship, cooperation, and trade with Jamaica.
The idea was conceived in the ministry some 16 years ago. We thought it would be a good idea to create an occasion where we could get all the diplomats accredited to Jamaica to be in one space where we could update them on political and economic developments, as well as expose them to the culture of our country.
Director of Protocol at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Patricia Rodney Evering. Mrs. Evering says plans are well underway for the staging of the event, which should see a record number of diplomats participating.
We're having 27 overseas heads this year. I think that's a record number. We look forward to having them along with the resident corps who we have to interface with on a regular basis.
Activities to mark Diplomatic Week 2014 will start with a special service on February 2 at the Church of the Open Bible on Washington Boulevard. The activities will also include the customary presentation of copy letters to the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade and presentation of letters of credence to the Governor General and the Prime Minister by newly accredited non-resident heads of missions. So, on Monday, February 3, the newly accredited diplomats will present their credentials to Governor General Sir Patrick Allen and Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller at a ceremony at King's House.
This year we have 8 new High Commissioners and Ambassadors presenting. Then we have Bangladesh, Croatia, Greece, Israel, Kazakhstan, Mozambique, and Suriname. They present copies of their original letters to the Minister of Foreign Affairs first, and then afterwards they can go on to present either to the Prime Minister or the Governor General.
Mrs. Evering says these presentations have traditionally been the first order of business, since it's only upon accreditation that the representatives can officially participate in the week's activities. On Tuesday and Wednesday, the heads will be addressed by key government officials, including Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller and Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator A.J. Nicholson. And on Thursday, Minister Nicholson will open the International Trade Expo at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston. The expo will provide an opportunity for the exchange of products, services, and ideas by bringing together buyers and sellers from Jamaica as well as from other countries. This event will be followed later in the evening by one of the anticipated highlights of the week, the Diplomatic Dinner, hosted by Their Excellencies the Governor General and Lady Allen at King's House.
Friday will be the last day. Usually we go on some excursion or activity outside of Kingston. This year we're staying put to allow the heads to participate actively in the Trade Expo, as well as we'll be doing a tour of the Edna Manley School for the Visual and Performing Arts. And that will essentially end the week's activities.
Director of Protocol at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Patricia Rodney Evering. A special invitation is being extended to members of the public to come out Sunday, February 2 at 10:15 a.m. to the Diplomatic Week Church Service at the Church of the Open Bible on Washington Boulevard.
Farmers, exporters, did you know it's your responsibility to ensure safe food is available for local and international consumption? Yes, and the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has embarked on a program to show you how to guarantee this. The Ministry's program will train and educate farmers, exporters, and consumers in the production, distribution, and consumption of safe, sanitary, wholesome, and properly labeled foods. To get more information, call the Ministry at 977-5921 or visit moa.gov.jm. So while we grow what we eat and eat what we grow, remember, food safety is everybody's responsibility.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.